Welcome to the Vital Goddess Podcast, the place to be to embody the goddess you were born to be. I'm Diane Shepherd, certified Tantra coach with a specialty in the Taoist Jade Egg practice. I offer a mind, body, spirit, and trauma-informed perspective on Taoist and Tantric practices to help you heal your relationship to your sensuality, reclaim your pleasure, and tap into the life force power of your sexual energy, which is definitely not just about sex. It's the foundation of everything, your mental and physical health, your creativity, your joy, your vitality, and it's also a direct line to your unique expression of the sacred feminine. And what the world needs now more than ever are more women like you embodying the goddess they were born to be. You see, we're at a crucial point in human history right now. A new way of being human is emerging on the planet. And at the heart of that shift is the rise of the sacred feminine. How is the feminine rising in you? Let's find out. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Well, hello there, beautiful. Welcome back to the Vital Goddess Podcast. If you've been here before, it is always such a pleasure to have you here. So welcome back. And if you're brand new to the show, never tuned in before, I am just so stoked that you're here giving this a try. And I hope you find something here that's supportive and useful on your journey, maybe inspiring. But my work is all about helping women or supporting women who want to heal their relationship to their sensuality, reclaim their pleasure so that they can really tap into this amazing, creative life force energy, your sexual energy, your eros, because it is not just about sex, although sex is definitely a fun part of it. So much more. This is the foundation of our well-being. This is the foundation of our mental and physical health, wellness. This is, I think, the key to really living vitally into our wisdom years. I'm 61 now, so it just keeps getting better, I'm telling you. But it does have everything to do with how much pleasure we can let in. Our sensuality is such a gold mine for our well-being. So it's all tied in, sensuality, sexuality, and pleasure. So if that sounds like fun, it's something you want to really explore, I think you'll be happy here. So big welcome to you. So I want to dive into three ways to build self-trust or deepen your self-trust, right? Because I'm sure you already trust yourself on some level, but there's always more to explore. Or always more to expand into. And I find that self-trust is such a juicy, juicy topic. So we're going to dive into that. I'm going to give you three real simple ways, powerful ways that you can really apply, you know, starting today to deepen your self-trust. And first, I'm going to go into why I think self-trust is so important. And then we'll go into those three ways for you. But before we go in, before we dive in, I want to remind you that the wait list for my signature group program, the Vital Goddess Mastermind, is open. I only open the doors twice a year. We go on a semester basis. So the waitlist is open right now, and it has a beautiful masterclass in there for you. It's a three-step or three-part masterclass, an activation of your sacred feminine energy. So if you're vibing with the content on this podcast, you definitely want to get on that waitlist. Of course, there's no obligation to join the paid program by being on the waitlist. It's absolutely free, but I do want to encourage you to get in there if you're not already and really start to explore the content and get that deeper connection to your own unique, I always say unique underscored, as unique as your fingerprint, sacred feminine essence. You want to get that direct experience on what this energy is to you. How does this want to come alive in you? That is so my jam, why I'm here on this planet, and I'm really passionate about sharing it with women who are interested in exploring that. So the link for that will be in the show notes. So why is self-trust so important and, in my opinion, so damn sexy? Well, I wanted to do an episode on this now because I keep hearing from people in my life, women in my world, who are going through a lot of shifting in the area of relationships. And this is happening in all kinds of relationships, but a lot is happening in the realm of our intimate and romantic relationships. And myself included, I'm feeling this energy of like things need to shift. There's some things I want to up level. There are some changes that want to be made. And when that happens, right, it could be very disruptive because, again, our romantic relationships tend to be our most intimate. And it can really put us in this space of doubting ourselves. Like we don't really know what to do, you know, from that old song, should I stay or should I go? You could really find yourself in this kind of roundabout of indecision and limbo and confusion. And quite often we blame ourselves for that. And it just causes a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. And I feel that self-trust is something that we definitely need to cultivate lifelong. There's always more. There's always more to learn. There's more to explore in this area. And I also feel it's an area that many of us were led in the opposite direction of actually where we need to go, which of course is within. I say that all the time, but it's so true. We've been taught, most of us, to really outsource our decision, especially big decision making, out to strangers, even to the internet. Let's Google it, right? Or like, let me take in a million different opinions. But honestly, the best remedy is to really look within. I like to say, know thyself, embody thyself, and rock thy mission. Self-trust is essential to us really living the lives that we came here to live. And without it, we're easily pulled off our track, off our path, I should say. And you might find yourself really living according to other people's core desires and values and living someone else's life in some cases. I don't want that for you, right? That sucks. And we do that sometimes and we come back and like go through all of the, I guess I'll call it drama from my own experience, but you know, we come back to ourselves. Oh yeah. Why didn't I trust myself? You know? So what I want to do here is just give you some real solid tools that have worked for you know, a long time for me and for my clients. And it's something that no one can take away from you because this is so different than, say, trusting yourself in a more outwardly confident way based on, say, your achievements or things you've accomplished. Nothing wrong with that. But when you think about it, that's kind of more of a fragile sense of confidence or trusting yourself, right? It really is contingent on achievement and what's the next thing that you know you can achieve so you can feel good about yourself. Again, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. And yet it's so really a house of cards when you think about it. It's not really coming from the inside out, which is what my work is all about. Really, when you start to taste that true essence of who you are at the core and really know how that feels in your body and really get in touch with your desires, which we'll dive into in this episode for sure. You get this inner knowing, this inner wisdom. You literally shift paradigms from having that outward focus and what should I do next and how can I better myself and fix myself to, wow, what are my desires and how do I align with them? How can I have this whole thing feel really, really good? And the good news is it's not that complicated, right? It's just a matter of shifting our perspective a bit because, again, we've had a lot of conditioning. We have to really start by noticing what our brain is doing, right? Looking outside for answers all the time. We want to really rein in that brain because that brain is going to just, you know, run amok and take us in a million different directions. When really, when we use the somatic or embodiment tools, there's that inner truth and inner knowing, again, that nobody can take away from you. And it actually feels really good to the other people in your life, too, when you are navigating from that space. So I want to go into three ways that we work with this in my world, in my work, so that you could apply this and start to really see what I mean or feel, I should say, what I mean and experience this for yourself in your life. Because the proof is in the practice, as I always say. And to just get this on a conceptual level really won't do you much good. So we want to really get away from that overthinking, overanalyzing, figuring it out to, wow, what's my deeper truth? So these three ways will help you massively with that. So the first way is to honor your emotions. So you got to give yourself space and permission to feel what you feel. And that might not be convenient in the moment when you get triggered by something and you're in public, maybe you're at work or, you know, something's going on. But you want to really make a promise to yourself that you are going to give space and permission to feel whatever emotions come up for you. Really important. So your emotions are gold. They're an incredible guidance system that really want the emotions that you feel are really valid and I think sacred, right? This is life force energy wanting to move through you, wanting to tell you something, wanting to inform you of something. And so important to give yourself, again, that space and permission to just simply feel your emotions. And by feeling and honoring your emotions, I don't mean just thinking about them, and I don't mean just expressing them, although expressing your emotions definitely has a place. However, I think it's so valuable that you first allow yourself to just simply feel what you feel, right? And bring it into the body, right? This has to be a somatic experience to really, you know, tap into the gold. I like to call this emotional alchemy, giving yourself, again, just a space to just feel whatever it was that came up for you so that you can locate it in your body, feel the sensation, just feel what your body is experiencing through this emotion. And when you do, that's when the wisdom comes in. I see this all the time in my work. This is what we explore deeply in my containers, like my Breathwork Journey membership, and also, of course, the Mastermind. We really give a lot of space and permission to put our emotions in motion. And that combined with breathwork and sensual movement, right? Really moving into the curves of your body and sounding is so powerful, such powerful medicine. It really is the trifecta to access the wisdom of your emotions. So again, to repeat that, giving that space, breathing deeply into your body, feeling what you feel, right? Moving, allow this emotional energy to move through your body. And I like to do that through non-linear sensual movement, if you will, because it really does open up the feminine body where you can actually do this emotional alchemy and get these downloads and really access your intuition and your wisdom around these emotions. And also sounding. Sounding is so wonderful. We explore a very kind of organic sounding, just giving sound to whatever you're feeling. You could just do that on your own, just growl, moan, groan, sigh, whatever it is. When you do that, it's incredible how it starts to liberate the energy. What you do in all of these, the wave-like breath work and the sensual movement and the sounding, is to really recruit or activate what's called your fascia. And this is where a lot of the emotional energy can live and get stored unless we fully process it. So we want to really move the body. We want to breathe into the body. We want to give your emotions, again, space to move and be experienced. Putting your emotions in motion, again, will give you that emotional trust in yourself. You'll start to build trust and access, again, that inside-out wisdom that you will definitely not find by Googling a problem. So giving that a try, highly recommend that. And again, we do this in my Breathwork membership, and also you'll find an intro if you decide to join the waitlist in that 3-part masterclass, Unleash Your Inner Goddess. You'll find that in there as well. So the second way is to embody your desire, your desires. Your desires are sacred. This is life force energy, creative life force energy, calling you forward on your path to your next adventure, to your next expression of who you are. So your desires are very unique to you, right? They're so specific, so nuanced, and they really, really matter. This is how you can build trust, like self-trust for real. So this is connected to feeling your emotions. Say if you have a strong emotion like rage or anger, underneath that emotion is a desire. So what you want to do is navigate, find the desire, and then bring it alive in the body. So what do I mean by that? We want to, again, come into the body. You could do this through breathing and moving and sounding, and invite that desire in to be felt. What is the feeling of already having it? This will really lead you to your core desires, like desires that are always with you, these sacred kind of North Star guidepost desires of what is it that you're really craving on a regular basis, right? Is it love? Is it freedom? Is it passion? And really getting clear on what the core desire is and letting it come alive in your body, like really feeling it as if you're already having this. So you can do this as a practice, as a meditation. I highly recommend you do. And I say this process quite often of like, do a short practice in the morning, first thing in the morning before anything else comes into your space, really connect with your desire, feel it in your body, feel it again as this life force energy guiding you and pulling you forward on your path, and just get really, really good at embodying that frequency, right? Everything is energy. Your desire is energy calling you forward. So you want to tap in, tune in, dial into it, let it come alive in your body, and then visit it throughout your day. I like to call this microdosing. So whenever you have a moment, even 20 seconds or so, dive in, feel the desire, let it come alive in you. Let it come alive where you feel like you already have it. And then in the evening, also really nice to revisit, again, a short and sweet practice. This does not have to be a really extensive practice, right? It only takes 17 seconds to really have a frequency start to build power, gain momentum. Of course, if you do it longer than 17 seconds, you'll even go further with this. But again, powerful way to build self-trust is to embody your desires. When I see my clients do this work, oh my gosh, it's so exciting because they just turn on from the inside out and their radiance and their magnetism just dials right up, and they just really get good at expressing their desires once they feel them in the body, right? Just like emotions, we want to express our emotions, but we want to feel them in our own body first, if possible. Not always possible, but when we can, we come from a much more powerful place of responding rather than reacting. So desire is the same way. When you are in your desire, you're in your zone, you are in your power, and you can speak about what you want and be heard in a much more powerful way, impactful way, when again, you embody your desire. Now, this can be a fleeting desire, same thing, play with it, work with it, have fun with it. Think of it again as life force energy wanting to, is calling you forward, right? Calling you forward on your path to your next adventure. And so it doesn't mean you have to act out on every desire by any means. In fact, sometimes it's best you don't, and just really feel the energy. Let it come alive in you. Again, think of this as like passionate, creative life force energy enlivening you. This is your vitality, right? It's the desire that keeps us alive, that keeps us going forward on our path. And watch out for any judgment around your desire, because once we start to judge ourselves, like we want too much, or that's ridiculous, or you know, not feasible, or whatever it is, we're literally shutting down this life force. We're tuning it out. It's like we're putting our fingers in our ears. I'm not going to listen, right? So you want to get really good at feeling your desire in your body and giving it approval, right? Just notice, like, how does that feel to say yes to your desire without actually literally taking it on or doing a thing, or, you know, hopping into an affair with somebody or something like that. I mean, that might evolve into something like that. No judgment on that at all, but we really want to get into that feeling of trusting the energy of desire as a sacred life force moving through you. And when you do, again, it just builds that self-trust, and you start to really get that inner knowing, that intuition, that feminine wisdom from the inside out. Okay, so the third way is to align and fortify with pleasure. And this is where you want to really get good at receiving pleasure. Pleasure puts you into alignment with your sacred feminine. This will put you into alignment with your intuition, your inner knowing, your inner wisdom. That type of self-trust that no one can take away from you. Pleasure is the tonic for this. So you want to get really good at choosing pleasure, right? And again, that formula that I shared with you earlier, in the morning, first thing, really savor that cup of tea or coffee. Pleasure, right? It can be so simple. Throughout your day, I want you to microdose your pleasure. Take that moment in the sunshine. Take that moment to savor that piece of chocolate or just the spring air on your skin. You know what I mean? Do you want to just really get good at choosing pleasure? Now, your brain, you're going to have to train your brain here. Your brain is going to default to keep on working, right? Those stress hormones are so addictive. They really are. So you want to really pattern disrupt. You want to really pattern disrupt that tendency I think we all have to just keep going, 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 going on that hamster wheel. You have to really be disciplined, sacred discipline here, or I want to say better than discipline, devoted. I want you to be more devoted to choosing pleasure throughout your day. This is better than any holistic tonic. It's really going to support you getting you into alignment, fortifying you. So again, that you can start to trust yourself. It'll really strengthen your frequency, your magnetism, your radiance. And again, we start to really see what's reflected back to you when you embody this, that is going to build trust. You know, every time you choose pleasure, it is like putting an investment into your account, right? You're going to grow that account more and more. And again, that self-trust is just a natural result of that. So, and again, starting your day with pleasure, microdose your pleasure, and even ending your day in pleasure. Doesn't have to be a big deal, just a short and sweet, you know, moment, really savoring, receiving it, and feeling how that feels in your body, right? Because it's all about embodiment. This is, you know, self-trust from the inside out. And again, all of the work I do supports you in that if you want to really open the body more to receive more pleasure so that you can circulate more pleasure in your body, in your system, dial up your radiance, dial up your magnetism and your self-trust as a result. Basically, that's what I do in all of our programs. The Shakti Core Breathwork Journey, really great for that. And also the Vital Goddess Mastermind. And of course, that three-part masterclass, Unleash Your Inner Goddess, that's a part of the waitlist for my signature program, will definitely get you started in this whole process of opening the body to feel more pleasure. And when we align with our pleasure, right, we align with the divine within us and just turn it on, dial it up, and you will start to trust it more and more, right? That critical voice in your head will start to diminish over time. And in its place will just be a more robust self-knowledge, self-knowing, know thyself. So again, know thyself, embody thyself, rock thy mission. So I hope you found this useful. That is all for this episode. The links to everything is in the show notes, and take care. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you're resonating with what I'm sharing here on the show, please share the love and pass it along. We need more women like you who are tuned in and turned on to their feminine truth. That's what it's all about. So I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with other women who you think would be like-minded and really interested in these topics. And if you want to take it deeper yourself, head on over to my website, shaktikor.com. There'll be a link in the show notes, and you can explore what I've got there for you. You'll find a whole menu of options of how you can take this work deeper and really, you know, expand more on your own journey with this. All right, my love. Again, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. Take care.